And we want to check in on what's become a crisis for mobile homeowners. The land the homes sit on is being purchased. In May, residents of parks in Utah and Arizona were forced out when developers bought the land for homes or student housing. Big corporations are also buying them to make money. Residents facing explosive new costs. More than 20 million Americans now live in more than 43,000 mobile home parks as affordable housing options disappear. Well, our next guests join us from their mobile homes in parks both recently purchased by Haven Park Communities, LLC. Both women are now affiliated with MH Action, or Manufactured Housing Action. Holly Hook lives in the Schwartz Creek Estates community in Michigan. Hi, Holly.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by Cindy Newman. She lives in the Highwoods Mobile Home Community in Great Falls, Montana. Cindy, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
And Holly, I want to start with you. What are you seeing?
Well, the main thing that I'm seeing here in Michigan is many of our parks are being purchased by out-of-state investment groups and private equity groups, and they buy up these entire communities from former mom-and-pop owners. And in many cases, the old owners were quite good. They managed the park well. The park looked great. We would often have the owners or the managers live on site. And what happens is when these corporations come in, they buy the land, they give you a notice, and it's usually a notice of a really big rent increase.
Well, and just as a quick way to remind people, in a mobile home park, you may have invested in and bought the mobile home, but you still have to pay the rent. So what's been happening to the rent?
In the past 4 years, our rent has nearly doubled, so I'm essentially being held hostage. They're also decoupling fees that used to be included in our rent, such as garbage fees and sewer fees.
I just want to, again, underscore what you just said. You're being held hostage because we're not talking about trailers. This isn't something that you hitch to the back of a car and drive off with it. These are mobile homes. They're hard to move, but also mobile homes aren't as good an investment in that they don't appreciate in value as much, right?
No, they actually depreciate in value. I bought mine for $28,000. I'm sure it's worth a lot less than what I paid for it now.
Yeah. You know, have you thought of selling it?
Oh, I definitely thought of selling it, but the problem is, where do I go?
Cindy, I want to bring you in. You live in a community called Highwood in Great Falls, Montana. Gorgeous area. Describe who lives in this park and why this makes it pretty difficult.
8 out of 10 on my street are single income retired seniors. 1 in 3 of households has a person with a disability. And so we really are on a fixed income that doesn't handle these big increases. 2.5 years ago, you could rent a lot in this community for $283 a month, which included your water and your utilities and trash removal. Less than 2.5 years later, since Haven Park came in, it's now about $750. One of the prime reasons that Michigan and Montana have been targeted by these out-of-state corporations is because we are what is technically called underserved markets, in that we don't have legal protections of 38 other states. We don't have the lease pad protections of...
What's that? Lease pad?
Basically, those are the protections that cover huge increases in lot rent, maintenance. We now pay $700 a month for upkeep in these parks. And so maintenance has radically been reduced. One of the letters that I provided to our legislators was a young family who had a disabled wife and 2 toddlers, and he had sewage backing up in his bathtub and running down his hall, and he couldn't get the managers to do anything about it. Finally, he had to resort to getting in touch with the sanitation department, who forced Haven Park to take care of that.
And by the way, can you afford to sell?
Well, you know, I retired here. I bought this home with my mom. 23 years ago, we moved it here because it was beautiful and well-maintained, and I've spent my retirement years making this a beautiful home, you know, and I couldn't recover that, nor could I move it. We are trapped. They actually capitalize on the fact that we're trapped in this situation.
Well, it can cost $10,000 to $25,000 just to move a mobile home.
Right.
Aren't there laws, broad laws, that address what landlords have to do, this warranty of habitability?
Supposedly there are laws on the book, but our licensing agency here in Michigan doesn't seem to have a lot of power to enforce those laws. I know people in other parks, one in Argentine Township that's also owned by Haven Park. They had an uncapped gas line that was leaking gas into their park and posing an extreme danger. They had to call. Finally got our licensing agency to come out and get them to fix the problem. There have been other issues such as with dirty water, water that's yellow, coming out of taps in some parts. It's very hard to fight the maintenance issues.
I know you've been fighting for legislation there in Michigan. Tell us what you would want.
The ability for residents to complain about these big corporate owners' abuses. We were working on legislation to do just that. If a company such as Haven Park was found to be engaging in unjustified rent increases or other abuses, that they could fail to get their license renewed, they basically wouldn't be able to operate in Michigan, and they legally would not be able to collect rent. We were doing that as a roundabout way to get the bad actors out of Michigan and get some responsible community owners back in.
Well, Holly, what would you say, though, to someone who might say, hey, if that's what the corporation does, it makes money from managing properties, then it has to try to make the most money it can for its stakeholders, better than them selling it, because then you will have no place to live. Playing devil's advocate here, what would you say to that?
What I would say is our former owner kept things very affordable, very nice. We had no maintenance issues. And they raised the lot rent $10 twice in about 10 years. They made enough money. We kept our homes up. That's what I would say to them.
Yeah.
This is people's health and their lives.
And Cindy, I'm going to go over to you. You're also trying to get, you and others are trying to get protective laws passed in Montana, one that would include giving tenants notice before raising rent or changing leasing contacts, but also letting people sell their mobile homes without park interference. What do you mean by that?
They can, in fact, turn down prospective buyers, and they have the final say on whether we can sell or not.
Mm. So the housing crisis right now is insane.
Right.
So what would you want to tell legislators about why, obviously it's important to you, but why should this be important to them?
Well, actually, we did just that. In here in Montana, our legislature only meets every other year. So the first year, basically, they were read and tabled immediately. One bill did pass that was really definitely a step forward in that residents now have the first right to purchase if their mobile home parks go up for sale before another private equity group can buy them. However, those of us that are already owned by corporate investors, that ship has pretty much sailed for us. This year, we went back again. We had laws that include no money issues whatsoever. They just gave us a little extra time to move if our park was repurposed. Both houses passed our bill, and the governor vetoed our bills after they were passed. We ran them by landlords who said these are totally mild, but the governor vetoed them, even in this environment where affordable housing is literally in crisis. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say what to do now. We've already tried for 3 years and have got nowhere fast.
Holly, as Cindy was just saying, what do you do when you hit a wall?
All we can do is just keep plugging away at it, and we hope finally someday one state will get protections passed and that'll soften the wall for the other states to follow.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have a bunch of homeless people on the street, not just from this, but from the housing crisis at large.
Boy, it seems as if mobile home parks are a solution to the housing crisis, not something that should be squeezed and eliminated in many cases. This land is often bought to build on, not to squeeze money out of the tenant.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I mean, I don't make a lot of money, and I chose to live here originally because I knew it would be affordable. It would allow me to live within my means. And many of my neighbors are retired. They're on Social Security or disability. They need to live within their means, too.
Well, we're going to follow this. But Holly Hook in the Swartz Creek Estates Mobile Home Community in Swartz Creek, Michigan, president of the Michigan Mobile Home Residents for Affordable Housing. Also, both women are affiliated with the national group MH Action. And Cindy Newman, again, in the High Woods Mobile Home Community in Great Falls, Montana. Thank you both for speaking with us.
Thank you.
It was no problem.
And we reached out to Haven Park for comment, but haven't heard back. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte issued a statement about his veto of that mobile home rights legislation. He saw it as disincentivizing landlords, among other things,